We're glad to present your speaker, Brother Marshall Keeble.
Well, there was a time that we lived in the starlight age. There was a time we lived in the moonlight age. But today we're living in the sunlight age. There is no brighter day. This is the greatest light now, the sunlight age that we're now in. And it pays you and it pays me to look for that light. In our libraries of today, there are many books, but there's only one book that will lead us from this earth to a home that's better than this. That book is labeled Holy Bible. If you go into the librarians will tell you that that book is read more than any other book in the library. That's been said by those in a position to know. Something about the Bible that's attractive. And though men don't want to believe it, they love to read it. There's something about it that's attractive. If you don't want to be a Christian, it'll make you a better husband. Just don't want to be a Christian and you follow his terms, it'll make you a better woman, a better wife. In fact, you know what man to call your husband. And you'll have to respect him as a husband. And then there's something in that book that it tells women to obey their husband. Well, some women said, if he's the right kind. Well, Bible don't say nothing about that. Just husband. Sometimes I meet people that say, well, I can't live with him any longer, Brother Keeble. A lady told me not long ago, I'm quitting my husband. I can't live with him any longer. She was about 25. I said, you better stick it on out because you ain't going to live right no how. That's right. You'll be looking for another one. Next thing you know, so involved and trapped and you won't know what to do. So just stick it out and suffer with him and be an honest, pure, godly woman. You can do that. You can live that way. While you've married him, you ought to have been more careful before you married him. Then you might not have been involved in that, but sometimes not heeding our parents, we get wrapped up in the wrong thing. Well, then that's your penalty then. You work that out the best way you can, but you can't justify yourself in getting four or five husbands. That's it. Because one might be as bad as the other one. It's just a leap in the dark. So you might as well hold what you got. Now, this kind of advice is needed today because there's so much divorcing going on. Until we need some advice to slow us down. Now, these boys have given you some fine lessons. Fine lessons tonight. And they tell me that some people want to get into African Methodist and they want to get into Baptist. They told us that tonight. Well, the African Methodist, that would make a church for one nation, one people, an African church. Could nobody be saved but an African? So you ruin the people with an African church. And then you come on up with the Baptist and the Methodist and all and ruin them words. After all, we just come right down to a book that is made for all nations. And make one out of all the nations, regardless to color, regardless to nationality, make us all one in Christ. That's the greatest book in the world, and that's the Bible. I want to talk about the great physician tonight. Everybody's sick. We're in a sin-sick world today. Everybody's sick. Everybody loaded with infirmities of some kind. But the sword of the Spirit is here. What for? To cut out the different diseases. Sharp enough to cut out the mourner's veins. Use this sword and cut the mourner's veins out. And you know, I believe the right kind of a preacher can take that vein out without hurting you. I'm not going to hurt any of it, but the veins must come out. And the sword of the Spirit tells you that God don't hear and answer sinners' prayer. He says, eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears open to the righteous cry. But he turns his face against him that does evil. So You just might as well surrender and give up the doctrines and commandments of men, and Lord, speak, and thy servant will obey. Where does all of these divisions come? False doctrine. Jesus said, sow the seed. What kind of a seed? The seed of the kingdom. Is the word of God, and the seed of the kingdom sown in a man's heart? Have you ever made a Baptist? That seed won't make them. You take an ear of corn and carry it clean into a London and plant it over there, and you get corn. Changing the situation and going into a new country don't give you a different kind of product. That same corn will bring corn in England. Take the word of God, the seed of the kingdom, and in the Africa you make it and sow it, you make Christians. One went to London and you'll make Christians. It won't make nothing else. Seed of the kingdom, and God has ordained that every seed brings seed after its kind. And if you're in the poultry business and you want leggings, white leggings, why, just go on over there and order white leggings from the poultry man, and he'll sell them for so much a setting, and if they hatch out black chickens and you're trying to buy white leggings, well, do you not know you can go back on him and he'll change if he's honest and said he made a mistake? Well, those eggs, and every one of those eggs had a white shell around it. Ain't God wonderful to bring a black chicken out of a white shell? He's a wonderful God. And somebody startled, somebody worried about it, no need to worry, that's God's business. He was able to make all of us the various colors that we are, but He gave every man a soul. And Adam and Eve is the father and mother of all of us. That makes us all, as this boy says, have you got to love his brother? Brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what we are. All come out of the same shell. And there we are. By now then again, if you want this white leggin, or you want a brown leggin, you can't go back on the man and say, well, I want a white leggin, and you gave me brown. He gave you what you ordered. If you ordered brown leggins, that's what he gave you. And God Almighty is coming back some of these days to judge the quick and the dead, and He's looking for nothing but Christians. Nothing but Christians, regardless of the color, whoever they are, He's coming back after Christians. The seed of the kingdom only makes Christians. And Jesus, the great physician, came into the world and brought the medicine to heal the sin-sick soul. The chief of sinners. Apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was the chief of sinners, and God Almighty had a doctrine here to save the chief. He said, when I heard the gospel, I rose immediately. I got up at once. I didn't murmur. I didn't complain. I rose immediately and was baptized. That's what you ought to do tonight. If you want to be a Christian, you ought to get up immediately. When the invitation is extended, you ought to hesitate. The men in this asylum could understand it as plain as these boys are presented tonight. Wow, brother, keep it in the asylum. How can they believe it? Well, they tell me the men in the asylum whose minds come and go. He can catch it coming if you lost it going. But you see, he could catch it. He could obey the gospel right there. I didn't say he would hold it, but he can understand it. And you that have good minds can understand this gospel. Jesus, the great physician, had the gospel to heal all nations and make us all one in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful gospel this is. Make us all do what else? Speak the same thing. And there'll be no division among us. Apostle Paul asked this question once, is Christ divided? Or was I crucified for Him? Or did I baptize any of you in my name? I didn't baptize it into my name. I only baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In His name. In His name. Last night a young lady obeyed the gospel, but she was baptized in the name of Christ and not the name of John the Baptist. Not in that name, because she could. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name. No other name. Somebody said, well, my mama, why are we not discussing your mama? Because your mother didn't die for us. You're discussing the man that died. My mother was a Christian. How do you know she was? Not if she didn't obey the gospel, the word of God. If she didn't obey that, she's not a Christian. God is no respecter of persons. He wouldn't serve your mother and she hadn't obeyed his word. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Pierce neither body nor soul, the soul and the spirit, and to discern the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God. Word of God is all we want. What will it do? It'll make us all speak the same thing. Make us all, yes, speak the same thing. And all members of the same church, born again and regenerated, heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I don't see why people hesitate. As plain as the Bible is, Jesus said, search the scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. I want to say again that Jesus is the greatest doctor, the great physician that never lost a case. He came upon a man one time, and he was even blind. He spat on the ground and mixed up some clay and anointed his eyes, and the man's eyes come over. Who did it? Jesus. What did he do it with? Mud and spit. Made it up, and the man stood there and took it. Then some of us smart aleks today, we'd ask, what is that? Well, I don't want no spit in my eyes. So dignified. Lost your healing. It wouldn't have got his sight, would it? No, he stood there and let him do it. And you ought to stand tonight and let him lead you down the aisle. Lead you down to the preacher and be buried with him in baptism and lead your fathers and your mothers and your husbands and your wives and say, Lord, speak, and thy servant will obey. Ain't the one way. The great physician. You know, sometimes we go to these stores, Piggly Wiggly we used to have, and you know, you used to have to stand around for a few hours sometimes, or maybe an hour, trying to get waited on. But you don't have to do that now. You just step in there and everything's labeled. Just push your buggy right on around there and load it up. And don't have to say they wouldn't wait on me. They didn't treat me right. Ain't that wonderful? God's got the same thing. You don't have to get into a church. Just go in there and get in the right church and roll around and get the right label. Get the right label. Don't have to do another thing. Wouldn't you look silly in the store down there on the floor praying and the goods on the shelf? You look silly. The goods are on the shelf. Get up, man. Read the label. Then another thing. Somebody said, I want green peas. Well, you don't have to go around there feeling the can. Green peas feel just like corn. You could kill them by feeling. You know what to do? Read your label. The contents of that can is on that label. The contents of what church to get in is labeled in this book. Don't be feeling for it. Get the label. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. Get the label, brother, and don't lay down there, Waller, and try to find out what church mama died in. That ain't on the label. Throw can down and read the label. And after you get all in your basket you can get, and your heart is your basket, then someday you're going to have to roll your buggy on up to the church. And somebody's sitting there at the cash register. You take that away. Whatever you got in your basket, one leg and it flips up there. That's it. Is that right? They don't need to stand down there arguing. I don't think it's that much. Why, that machine, it ain't no... Hey, that adding machine is not a typewriter. It's an adding machine. Tells you the total. Is that right? When we stand in the judgment to be judged by our stewardship, Jesus is going to start on the adding machine. Bam! Depart! Didn't do what I tell you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Oh, you didn't do what I told you. Admission. Then you go to argue with the man about that adding machine. You know what he'll tell you? I don't care what you said. Get your pencil and paper. But I want you to know that that adding machine don't lie. Standing in the judgment before God. Almighty Son. I don't need the book right now. I'm preaching. See, he kind of bothered me. But anyway, afraid when you go up after that head machine at the final judgment. When you go up after the head machine at the final judgment, and Jesus said, depart from me, don't get angry. Don't get angry. You could have went up and got it off the shelf. When got the wrong thing, now you come. Then there's somebody else down there rolling, wants the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God didn't tell you to pray for the Holy Spirit to come down. Oh, I see these dancing sanctified, dancing and down rolling and foaming at the mouth. Get up, get up. Let the Holy Spirit that brought this thing down here, let him tell you what to do. And when you go down into water baptism, you're washed, washed, sanctified and cleansed with the washing of water by the word. That's the way it's done, Church of Christ. And there's no need of having a spasm over this. No need, keep your right mind. But when somebody gets a shouting and rolling all around at the floor and making like they got the Holy Ghost, you excited. Keep cool, whatever you do, soul-minded. Become a member of the church that was bought with the blood of Christ and tell them to stop rolling you. Tell them, I don't want to get a religion like that. I want to walk out on God's word, and I want the great physician to give me the medicine. Amen. I want the medicine from him. Yeah. Take a dose of hearing. Take a dose of repentance. Take a dose of confession. Take a dose of baptism. Wash every sin away. What are we doing then? You're obeying the great physician. Amen. Jesus said, without faith it is impossible to please him. And except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And except the man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot even enter the kingdom. Can't even see the kingdom of heaven. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to do it. I hope somebody's in the audience tonight that's willing to walk out on God's word and turn your back on the doctrines and commandments of men and say, Lord, speak, and thy servant will obey. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man will open, he said, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. The spirit of the bride says, come. And I believe somebody in this audience tonight is ready. Somebody that has once been baptized and been a man of the Church of Christ and drifted back in the world like your prodigal son, you ought to say this to yourself, I will arise and go to my heavenly Father. I've trampled under his feet, his word under my feet long enough. I have put him to an open shame. I've disgraced the Church of Christ. I come, O Lord. I repent of my sins. I confess I've sinned. I come back begging God and asking the church to pray for me. Won't you do that tonight? Won't you do that? I hope somebody's here. Somebody willing to come. Somebody willing to be buried with Christ so your sins can be washed away and let God add you to his church. The great physician said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Now, not tomorrow, is acceptable time. Today is a day of salvation.